We want to finish up our time in Glens Falls by spotlighting one of our favorite businesses and a place perfect for a post museum get together. Davidson Brothers Brewing Company has been crafting wonderful beers and serving delicious meals for the North Country and Southern Adirondacks since 1996. Joining us now to discuss Davidson Brothers, their growth, and amazing food and drink, we welcome brewer and owner Rick Davidson, and we also welcome Jason Kissinger. Thank you very much for being with us. We appreciate it.
And I want to add just a wonderful friend to WAMC. Thank you for all of that.
Well, thank you, Alan. Thank you, Joe. Good morning.
Good morning. So you guys have been crazy busy.
Yes, very fortunate.
Okay. So what is an exhibit like this? When we talk about all the things we've been talking about this morning, the Adirondack Theater Festival, which is right across the street from your location, an exhibit like this right down the road, what does that mean for you? What does it mean for the area?
It really is amazing what's happened. You know, we talk a lot about this. One of the reasons we located in downtown Glens Falls is what was going on even 17 years ago for arts and culture. And what happened with the Wood Theater and the Adirondack Theater Festival, and how the hide has grown, and the number of visitors that these types of institutions, attractions attract to this area is incredible. People wouldn't believe the overall growth in the 17 years we've been there and what it means for our business.
So really, I'm sorry, did the hide people drink beer?
Yeah.
The people who are likely to come here.
Amazingly. Yeah. Drink beer. And they come from all over, of course. And you get an exhibit like this, George O'Keefe, this is going to be huge. Huge.
And this, and I mean, that's an important point, that their audience is your audience, in the sense that you have this group that is looking, that is, how do I put this nicely?
Looking for culture.
Well, looking for culture, and you know, and is here, is traveling, has some cash in their pocket, and is interested in not only having a cultural experience, but also within that microbrew mindset of saying, you know, I want to go to a place that has a good product, and is also on my list of things to do.
Yeah, very fortunate. Same group, and Glens Falls has done really this community. Great job supporting these kind of institutions, and the institutions themselves have done a great job in investing in themselves and growing. And so we're very fortunate that their customers are our customers.
So we want to talk to Jason in just a second, but before we do that, let's talk about your grand plan. So this is all, you know, this is front page news. So you look up on your what your expansion is of what you're looking to do up on Route 9, going outside in Queensbury, going out toward Lake George and toward the Great Escape. Some very ambitious, wonderful plans.
Yeah, big. We're going to build a brewery. But not just a brewery. It's really the second largest of these style British breweries in the country. Traditional, handcrafted, open-top fermentation, just like we have at Davidson's, at the brewpub, just bigger.
What does that mean, open-top fermentation?
That means the fermenters, Alan, have no top, just like they do in England. They're just an open vessel.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, a brick kettle, and there's no buttons, bells, whistles. You know, it's all by hand. And continue this British tradition we've been doing on a bigger scale. And one of the reasons we located where it is it is an area that could use some investment to give visitors more to do in the area, a reason to maybe stay a little longer, one more attraction. It's a great location next to the fun spot and across from Sutton's a lot. And so we see it as a family experience.
Yep,
used to be, and it was when I was young, it was a theater.
Yeah, movie theater. That's right. Yep. Yeah, I saw the last Dirty Harry movie there.
Yeah,
that's sudden impact. Yeah. Anyway,
so,
go on.
Yeah, so it's going to be it's a sizable investment, but we really think for the community at large, it's another piece to, you know, giving people things to do.
So you are going to be that will be a tasting room, that will be a brewery tour, but you will still have the location in Glens Falls.
You bet.
Yeah. So they'll work in concert with one
hopefully
another.
Hopefully in concert with one another. And hopefully, you know, maybe we can use that location to introduce some people we're going to try to actively market the Hyde and actively market the Adirondack Theater Festival, Wood Theater, the Crandall Library, the Chapman Historical Museum, GO, the Children's Museum, all these things that go on in Glens Falls with that location. One of the goals is to maybe get those folks down here for a visit.
Now, as far as the actual of the brewery, and I, just so I have this right, is that you brew most of what you pour here. You brew here in Glens Falls, but then there are beers that are bottled and distributed, and those are bottled in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Yes,
Portland, Maine.
Portland, Maine. Yeah. There you go, close, but not close enough. Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Portland, Maine.
And so in Portland, Maine, from there. Would that stop then?
Yeah.
Because it could all be done here.
All done here. And then the idea we're going to create.
But you'll have to get it out in a certain amount of time, right? Because otherwise.
No doubt.
It ain't good.
That's right. The fresher, the better.
So now enter Jason into this equation. So this is like kid in a candy store time for you, right?
Absolutely. Yep. Yep. Rick's pretty much given me free rein to kind of help design it with Mike, who's going to be our brewery manager. So two of us are kind of planning around it. And
all by designing the new facility.
Just how everything's going to get put together and run smoothly. But
ultimately, isn't a big part of this taste? How this thing tastes?
Absolutely, yep.
So it can architecturally be superb.
The system itself is actually it's perfectly built for that. It's a very balanced system, so everything that comes out of it tends to be very, very good. So
they said that about Alice Tully Hall, too.
Yeah, they did. So at what point do you what's our time frame here?
Well, we're hoping to secure the property by next month and start. All the vessels have to be custom made because they don't make these anymore, these breweries. And so hopefully by next May, be up and running and brewing beer and have a tasting room open and tour experience. And we'll be doing soda and we'll be doing a lot of stuff there.
So obviously takes a long time. It seems to me, and you would obviously know this better than I would, but it certainly seems like the reaction from the community has been incredible.
Always had, from the day that my brother and I, who'd never brewed beer or worked in a restaurant or owned a business, announced Davidson Brothers St. Patrick's Day in 96, full support. Full steam ahead. I mean, this is a great community. And you know, at the time, Glens Falls did not have a tremendous amount to attract a business here. But we see what's happened. The community is very supportive.
I have one last question. Joe loves beer, of course.
Yes.
I had trouble with beer. I had my first one.
Rick's aware of
it. I had my first one the other night. And I actually liked it.
Your first beer ever, really,
yeah,
the other night?
Yeah, really.
And before that?
The Chinese restaurant is very hot. I get it. King Cho or something, I don't remember. It was very nice. But is it an acquired taste? Is beer an acquired taste?
You know, I think like any of that. To me, it was.
Most of us have acquired it, but yes.
To me, it was when I had my first beer. I won't name the brand, but it was the beer that made Milwaukee famous.
Oh yeah,
and it was an acquired taste. But now that I've found and what's happened in America, there's so many different. If you could take the time. You would probably find something you just absolutely love. There's so many different styles.
Are you responsible for the Riley Summer Ale?
I am, yep.
Damn, that's good.
Thank you.
I'm telling you.
Thank you very much.
my brother-in-law, we went in, and this is the great thing about going to your location, by the way, because all your vats and equipment are in the front
right,
window.
Yeah.
And when you're there and I see you guys working in there, I feel like the more we drink, we're keeping you working.
Definitely.
You know, it feels good. You know, like we're helping employment. We've got you guys going.
Yeah.
It's always good to kind of look out and see everybody at the bar. And
I'm sure it's lovely.
All your
I'm sure it's
can you
perfect.
Can you get drunk on the fumes?
You can try. I'm not so sure how that's going to work, but
kind of like a magic marker kind of thing.
Yeah.
So tell us about the Riley Summer, because that is amazing. Because you have this I-87.
Mm-hmm.
Was that yours too?
Yep, that was mine as well.
That's great. I'm not a big IPA fan. So that like that.
What's IPA?
It's an India Pale Ale, and it's a little hoppy for me.
Yep.
It's still a great beer. I mean, it's a great craft beer.
Yeah, we wanted to find a nice American style IPA. Everything we do is very British, traditional English kind of style.
Right.
But this kind of fit that theme, and naming it after the Northway there was a good idea.
I always thought the Germans were the big beer people. What happened? Why is all this English stuff?
Oh, there's big beer people everywhere.
that's true, because Germany, a lot of the beer in the United States that you know of really was German.
You bet.
German Czechoslovakian base, but now a British is coming. A lot of American brewers do some British. But it's getting rarer and rarer.
Does that come after the two unfortunate events, around 1918, 1918?
Yeah, that's very unfortunate. Sent some of the Davidsons back to Scotland.
Unfortunate interludes. The wars. Well, congratulations to you both. Thank you so much for being with us. Thanks for being, as Alan mentioned, for being such great friends. And, you know, we love what you do and all you stand for. And it's great to have you.
Or don't stand for.
Well, thank you both. And thank you, Joe, for all you do in the roundtable and Alan and everybody at WAMC, because really, again, it's one of the things in our community that makes our community what it is.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Always good to see you. Appreciate it, Rick.